Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, we definitely have a running theme in the show this morning about what is okay to say and what is not okay to say. And here's a question for you. Do you have a constitutional right to swear, to utter an expletive when you're upset or just want to express yourself? The state police in Pennsylvania have agreed now to stop citing people who curse. It's part of a settlement of a federal free speech lawsuit. The Pennsylvania chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union represented Pennsylvanians who'd been ticketed for using words that we're not allowed to use on the radio without being fined by the FCC. Joining us now is Mary Catherine Roper. She was one of the lawyers that brought this forward in the lawsuit. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
So is the ACLU arguing that we have a constitutional right to swear?
That's actually been established for decades. That is not a controversial legal issue at all. You absolutely have a right to swear. The problem is that not all police departments have gotten the message.
But there are laws on the books, aren't there, about public swearing?
They may be, but they are unconstitutional.
Is there a difference between, I mean, you know, it's always irritating when you drive up to a gas station, for example, and you've got your young kids in the back of the car and there's somebody, you know, spouting off a long stream of expletives and you wish they wouldn't scream those out where your kids were listening. I mean, isn't there a drawing line when it's out in public?
There is not when it's out in public, and the reason is that you may find expletives to be offensive. Somebody else is going to find an anti-abortion poster to be offensive and maybe not want their kids to see those kinds of gruesome pictures. The anti-vivisection society, someone may have the same gruesome pictures. The thing is, you can't sort of make a line of what is offensive and you can't expose people to, except, I mean, we have with the law about obscenity, but that's a very different thing than what we're talking about.
The law about obscenity in broadcasting, you mean?
Well, no. I mean, there are laws against obscenity in general, but the word obscenity has a very specialized meaning. And the way I like to describe it is anything you can see in an R-rated movie or hear in an R-rated movie is not obscenity.
So, I mean, it would stand to reason, though, that a police officer could arrest someone who is screaming out things because they could say they were disturbing the peace.
I mean, certainly someone could use expletives in a way that violated the law. You could use expletives in the course of making a threat or in the course of harassing someone or in the course of creating a public disturbance. But simply the fact of using the expletives is what is cannot be illegal.
Can you give me an example of someone who is ticketed in a way that you think was particularly wrong?
Sure. Our plaintiff in this lawsuit, Lana Scarpa, was walking along the highway and a motorist went by on a motorcycle and swerved. They apparently knew and didn't like each other, just about drove her off the shoulder of the road. She yelled a few choice things after him. When she got home and called the police to report the crime, the police interviewed the guy and then called her back and said, if I ticket him for trying to run you off the shoulder, I'm also going to ticket you for the use of the expletive.
Something that, a ticket that your client, I guess, doesn't have to pay, right?
That's right. Well, yeah, right. She was found not guilty when she defended that charge in criminal court because, as I said, the law has for decades been established.
Well, it looks like the state police in Pennsylvania won't be issuing any more of those tickets. Pennsylvania ACLU has won the case. It is now okay to swear in Pennsylvania, thanks to our guest, Mary Catherine Roper, in part.